This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The U.S. and Iraq are trying to beef up security at the Iraqi Parliament building in Baghdad. Yesterday, a suicide bomber killed at least one lawmaker and injured a dozen others. A few hours earlier, an enormous car bomb destroyed a major bridge spanning the Tigris River. Some Iraqi lawmakers are saying the two bombings call into question the new Baghdad security plan, and they wonder if Iraqi security forces can really protect them. NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Lieutenant General Ray Ordierno is the day-to-day ground commander in Iraq. This is how he summed up Thursday's attacks.
Frankly, yesterday was a bad day, a very bad day, but we're going to come back from that.
Some Iraqi lawmakers are saying the two-month-old Baghdad security plan is dead. The thousands of Iraqi and American troops streaming into the city have not brought them safety. Ordierno says such remarks don't help.
What I would say to them, though, is all those statements do are encourage insurgents. They encourage al-Qaeda. What we have to do is stick hard together to provide security to the people.
Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility for the parliament attack inside the fortress-like green zone. Ordierno says it's too soon to say who did that bombing or the one at the bridge.
We simply don't know who was involved. We've also seen the reports that al-Qaeda in Iraq have, in fact, claimed it. My guess is, based on past events, they're probably somewhat involved, but we don't know for sure yet.
Some Iraqi lawmakers want the Americans to take over security of the parliament building. That job passed to the Iraqis last year. Again, General Ordierno.
It doesn't help them for us to provide that security. They have to do that. And I believe, I have confidence that, in fact, they can, and they have the capability and capacity to do it.
Despite what he calls a very bad day, Ordierno says Baghdad is improving in some neighborhoods. A drop in sectarian murders, the opening of 24 security stations, the presence of troops, new concrete walls all serve, says the general, to make Iraqis feel safer.
Across Baghdad, markets are being hardened with checkpoints and barriers, and merchants have returned to sell their produce. And Iraqis are busy shopping in the markets of Rasafa and Dora. And there are more projects such as these that will occur in the near future.
At the same time, Ordierno points to developments in volatile Anbar province west of Baghdad. Tribal sheikhs are teaming with the Americans to battle al-Qaeda. Ordierno says the province has dramatically improved. But defense analyst Tony Cordesman says the future of Iraq is measured by two competing timetables, one in the United States, another in Iraq. Political reconciliation, training the Iraqi forces to provide security. Cordesman says all this will take longer than Americans have been told.
One great problem we have is that for 4 years, the administration has constantly been promising quick success. For the American people to follow, someone has to lead. And to lead, you have to explain to the American people and the Congress that to make this work is going to take a period beyond the life of this administration.
Ordierno hinted yesterday at a more extended time frame. He told reporters, "We still have a long way to go to provide security." Tom Bowman, NPR News, The Pentagon.